USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden, touting his massive infrastructure bill in Kentucky on Wednesday, says it was a bipartisan effort to get the money to spend on America's aging infrastructure.
Mitch, it wasn't easy to get this done, and it wouldn't have gotten done no matter all the work so many others have done and by writing the legislation and dropping it in. It wouldn't have happened without your hand.
Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old criminal justice student accused of killing four undergrads near the University of Idaho, is in the Gem State at the Lataw County Jail. He arrived overnight, hours after authorities flew him out of Pennsylvania in a private plane. A law enforcement officer said Koberger is being held in a separate holding cell, and his demeanor remains quiet. The new Omicron subvariant is the most contagious type of COVID you can get. That's according to the World Health Organization. However, it also notes that the variant known as XBB 1.5 does not seem to make people any sicker. Without a speaker in the House, Kevin McCarthy and his supporters launched a new round of talks late Wednesday with conservative holdouts who have blocked his bid for House Speaker. We'll find out today if any progress was made. California is being inundated with another storm.
It's really quite frightening what can actually happen this time around.
Meteorologist John Weatherby says another massive winter storm is barreling into California, bringing drenching rain, strong winds, and mountain snow into Thursday. Most of northern and central California is under flood watches and high wind warnings with damaging gusts up to 60 miles per hour. I'm Dave Collins.
Today is officially Day of Dialogue. Organizers say let's have difficult conversations with compassion and understanding to make the world a better place. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a press conference this morning on border security with Vice President Kamala Harris in attendance. That'll take place at 11:15 Eastern. Will we have a Speaker of the House soon? So far, no such luck.
In Wednesday's roll call ballot, 20 of the 222 House Republicans opposed McCarthy enough to deny him the majority he needed. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Several members voted for Florida's Byron Donalds instead, which marked the first time in history two black Americans have been nominated for the speaker, as Democrats nominated New York's Hakeem Jeffries for the role. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Business conditions in America has been surveyed with some not-so-happy results.
The not-so-great news comes from Creighton University's Mid-America Business Conditions Index survey.
The economy is very likely to slow down significantly in the first half of 2023 and certainly the second half of 2023.
Creighton economist Ernie Goss says they talked to employers in nine states across the Midwest.
When we ask about applicants for job openings in the company, 63% reported a shortage of applicants for any job openings they had.
And Goss says about 60% of the supply managers surveyed expect a recession in 2023. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!